Durban Bay is the place at the moment. It has been on fire. From some decent cob to big grunters to some lovely kingies, but some big keys have been in the bay.
It's going to be 4 days of epic action. It's a long weekend. Get out there, get fishing.
If you want to target a fish, you're going to get that fish.
There you go, buddy. Hit it now.
This is the Angler News SA podcast. I'm Vanessa Green.
Hey, hello long weekend, hello Easter weekend, what a perfect time for a 4-day fishing break. That's because it is a time of transition, which means it's the perfect mix of non-eds and edible species. We have wave garrick between lessers, we have cob between the grey sharks, we have got bream between the hounds, and there are so many more species in between. And if that doesn't get your rabbit hopping this Easter weekend, well guys, there's cooter, there's snook, there's bass. There's epic harbor action. Now, we're going to get into all of it as we usually do with KZN's greatest angling reporters. But before we do, guys, you'd shout out to our sponsors, the Kingfisher.
The Kingfisher are the leading fishing tackle specialists. We stock gear for every facet of fishing, from carp to cooter, marlin to trout. Basically, everything. We have stores across KZN, from Toti to Salt Rock, Durban to Pietermaritzburg. You can also find us online at kingfisher.co.za.
Thank you, the Kingfisher, guys. Now, we have got one action-packed show for you. I don't even know where to really start. I mean, there's so many hot spots in KZN for this long Easter weekend. This is exactly what our title says. It's the hot spots. It's the feeding zones. So I'm thinking, how about we start in Durban with Mike V and Brad Krubler, and I'm going to leave the South Coast for the end with everything else in between because, hey, it is transition season.
How's it, guys? Yeah, the last couple of days fishing has been very on and off. If you've been in the wrong spot, it was off. If you've been in the right spot, it was very on. From some small sandies, diamonds, a couple small browns, things like that, to some lovely edibles and a lot of grey shark. Then Ashley beaches have been a little bit on the quiet side. The Durban North beaches, there have been a couple stumpies, couple grunters, odd grey, things like that. And then the following day, a couple big honeycombs came out and then back to a little bit quiet. So that's how it's been pretty much right through the last week. On the paddle ski and ski boat side, the guys have been getting some lovely fish still, some lovely cooter, a couple of yellow fins, a lot of snook around still, things I get. The oaks on the bottoms are beginning their rock hard. One or two doggers I heard of apparently, but very deep. Durban Bay is the place at the moment. It has been on fire. From some decent cob to big grunters to some lovely kingies, including the small ones and ultralight, but some big kingies have been in the bay. Black tips and GTs. So yeah, that has been the place to be for the guys. They've been getting some lovely fish. Guys, thank you very much. Tight lines and enjoy. This is Mike V for ANSA News. Thank you.
All right, good day guys. It's Brad here from Linsky Fishing Charters. Guys, the fishing reports of the Durban area on the ski boat fishing over the last week. So guys, let's start off out in the deep. Guys, there's been quite a few really good bottom fish, some nice rock cod, flingers and soldiers again. Yeah, and once again, plenty half cob, especially off some floaty ledges area and on the bluff side. Yeah, so then coming in a bit shallower to the snook, there's been a couple of snook off the Blue Lagoon. Then also some coming off the bluff, off that same Blue Lagoon there by the barge, the Virginia barge area. And once again, off some floaty ledges. For the guys looking for bait fish, mackerel and mozzies have been quite scarce in the recent times, but yeah, there are still plenty of bonnies around, which is a great thing because they're great bait for the cooters. So guys, yeah, so that's Brad for Angling News South Africa.
Thank you, Mike and Brad. What a start, guys. What a start to the show. That is absolutely awesome. And now staying in Durban, it is just 8 more days before the Durban Ski Boat Festival, the world's biggest surf launching competition. As you know, Angler News is highly involved in that, and there's still time to enter. So if you are listening to this around, yeah, well, you know what, before the event, there's still time to enter. So get involved, because I promise you, it is truly an epic event, right? Now, let's stay on the coastline. Let's move up the coast onto the north coast, where Amshlanga, Bolito, Amshloti, there has been a little bit of action. I mean, there's been a couple bream, there's been the odd shad. Not fireworks, but there has been some fish. So our suggestions are fish those rock species in those areas. As we move further up to Gela, receive some carp action once again. And then I've got a new friend up at Imtanzini, right? His name is Albert, and he has provided me with some excellent content from this week, and he will be providing us with reports as we move on. So Albert has reported on the Zululand League that took place. That's the Rock and Surf League, and guys, the fish was absolutely awesome. But this was mainly from Cape Vital and Mission Rocks, right? And the guys got some monster size rock art, like the size that we've got on our cover. And there's been cob, and there's been rock salmon, and a couple other species in between. And then Albert is going to be telling me about what is going to be coming out from the Amlalazi Kuta competition that's going to be taking place this weekend. So you know what, huge shout out to those guys that are competing. Our fingers are crossed for you, all the best. Make sure it's an epic one. I know it will be. What a perfect time, a Kuta competition on the Easter weekend. It is brilliant, absolutely brilliant. So that's our news from the North Coast. Oh yeah, and by the way, if you want to know what's happening on that offshore side, well, it's been Kuta all week long. Guys, I've been getting some footage from a few of the WhatsApp groups that I'm involved with over there, and it's Kuta, Kuta, Kuta. So absolutely epic time on the offshore side. I didn't see anything much else apart from Kuta. I didn't see tuna. I didn't see snook. But we do know Brad was talking about that snook outside Blue Lagoon. So yeah, snook still around on selected area. Okay, so now let's jump into some freshwater news, and we are with Jan reporting from the Midlands, and then we're going to get into the thick of it, the highlight, the main area in KZN right now, the South Coast.
Hey there, guys. So after my rather exuberant welcome of autumn last week, and the fishing was just getting off the ground with some decent action seen on a number of fronts, I say was, that is, and it seems the weather gods took umbrage at my rather exuberant welcome and decided to put a damper on things, with 100 plus millimeters recorded across the Midlands early this week, and unfortunately not much help to any current fishing plans. Last week's decent spell of weather did, however, see the river anglers of the Natal Fly Fishers Club seeking out both the Moy and the Bushman's Rivers, but unfortunately with the rivers still up and pushing hard, it was too quick out the starting blocks, as they say, and the anglers received no attention from the trout that they were after. And even with a couple of outings on the books, the NFFC Stillwater anglers fared no better, apart from a single quote-unquote wee little trout of around 4 inches or 10 centimeters. But then again, any fish is better than no fish. There's been no reports on water temperatures around, but with the cooler night, I'm pretty sure water temperatures should be cooling nicely in both the rivers and the still water. With dam levels on a high, bass fishing should be off the charts in the flooded margins, but from all reports, once again, fishing remains very quiet. Albert Falls is currently under the spotlight due to poor water quality. Midmar Dam is the current fishing venue of choice at present, with some fish still coming to hand, and carp also making an appearance at Midmar. With last weekend's spell of good weather, the famed yellowfish of Sterkfontein were also back on board. Sight fishing with dry fly was the name of the game. The good doctor's beetle, and along with smaller dry fly patterns like ants and emerger patterns, are recommendations. Guys, do stop in the Kingfisher Pietermaritzburg for the best in tackle advice. We are open all Easter weekend. This is Jan Korobov reporting for Kingfisher Maritzburg and for Angler News South Africa.
Thank you, Jan. Now, guys, I had to do a little bit of audio enhancing on that clip because it was raining cats and dogs when Jan was doing this report. And you know what? That's what I love about our reporters. They are so dedicated. Bring on the hail, bring on the thunder, bring on that heavy downpour. They will still give you a report. Now, ooh, Jan, that report was tough, but I love the perseverance on the anglers. Yeah, there were no fish, but you know what? It's still a day's out fishing, and that is always awesome. Yeah, and then what about the bass? At least there's some life up at Midmar finally, and we will be paying close attention to what's happening with Albert Falls. As soon as that is on, we will let you know. All right, so now let's get into the South Coast. So starting off at Amanzimtoti this week, guys, we had the Junior Surf Casting Championships going on, and these were a whole lot of kids, right? About 40 of them that were competing for the green and gold, and they fished their hearts out. So this took place at Amanzimtoti Beach, and like I said, there were about 40 kids, and they brought in over 590 fish, and all those fish were safely returned. So huge shout out to the organizers over there, and a solid salute to the kids that were competing. I mean, these kids fished their hearts out. But my other shout out goes out to Upasana Jagannath, and this is a girl who is tiny as anything, 17 years old, fishing the under 21s, and took the championship. And this is done over a 3-year period, and she has won it. She's got her colors, and she will be fishing Spain. She is said to be the next big thing, and I will be paying close attention to her, and I would like you to do that as well, because, whoa, guys, for a little tiny girl, she can fish. All right, so that's what happened with the surfcasting junior competition this weekend. And once again, huge respect to all those kids that competed. I mean, that was massive. I love it. It's Fish for the Future, and that is what it's about. Okay, so now back to the fishing report, and we are going to kick it off with Ray Thompson reporting from that whole Pennington, Rocky Bay, Scottsboro, Heart Attack Hill area.
Over the last couple of days, there's been quite a few fish, and I'm talking about bronze bream and cob down the south coast, as well as a few little brushes starting to make their appearance. Hound sharks, obviously, because the water is cold at the moment. Pennington area, there's been quite a few black tip thingies around. The odd snook coming out off of the ski boat. So a few grey sharks off Scotties. However, the fish to fish for have been the cob. And Rocky Bay has been throwing a lot of big carantine and blacktail. So that's a good sign. Normally we get the carantine and those big blacktail just before the shad arrives. So that's a good sign coming up. The water is starting to get colder. That's what we want. Our area, Heart Attack Hill, all the way down to Elo has been very quiet. A few small bronze bream around. The odd cob, but other than that, carantine, and some more carantine. Guys, this is Ray Thompson for Angler News South Africa. Have a great week.
Thank you, Ray. The signs are there. I absolutely love it. Now, for the moment we've been all waiting for, the South Coast. That's where all the action has been. And Adam is going to tell us all about it.
Hey, Vinesh. I hope you are, my friend. So, fishing down on the South Coast has definitely been good in this last week to week and a half. Conditions haven't been favorable, however, with rain, muddy water, and some clean water here and there. But the guys have been going out, have been getting some very good fish. So, that purple patch is still around. We're going to start off down in Port Edward with some good catches of cob, non-eds, hound sharks, and a awesome catfish rockhead from Ivan recently. Moving up to the Margate Pier area, it's definitely been a non-ed showing at this stage with just predominantly sharks coming out there. Uncle Les definitely doing the damage there to the sharks, just catching them left, right, and center. Moving up to Orange Rocks, though, we've got a small heelback that's popped up and some cobs. So nice to see some decent edible fish popping up there. Orange Rocks the last few times just been mainly non-eds. Moving up a bit north towards the Stabell region, we've got Navrone with a gorgeous diamond recently. So yes, Vinesh, fishing has definitely improved. We've seen a couple of smaller brushes. We've seen a couple of smaller rockhod popping up, some decent sized crayfish, a couple of bream and a bit of blacktail. So yes, it's been a bit of a mixed bag, but a better mixed bag this time. Definitely not a lucky package. You want to target a fish, you're going to get that fish. However, that being said, we've also had Nathan getting himself an awesome sandbar shark. So really well done that, Nathan. Now, this week coming with this rain happening, I'm not too sure what's going to happen, Vinesh. Probably most of our rivers are going to push out again. I think fishing for the next couple of days or two might not be too great, but as that water settles and the mud settles and the brown settles, we might start getting some good eds, particularly with cob and also non-eds again. Now moving over to freshwater, we've got Hugo with some awesome trout that he's caught recently, so really well done there. Good to see our freshwater side of things still sticking around on the coast at this stage. So yes, very well done there, Hugo. But otherwise, Vinesh, let's see what happens for this weekend. Otherwise, guys, stay safe, tight lines, and let's see those catches.
Thank you, Adam. What an amazing way to end off the show. It's perfect. Absolutely perfect. It is perfectly poised for this long weekend. Now, guys, Adam did tell me that there has been some heavy current. I can totally vouch for that. I couldn't get a 5-ounce sinker to hold this week. I was fishing at a Manzatoti. It was drifting like crazy. However, he did go on to say it would settle. Now, we know there's been a lot of rain down the south coast as well, and those rivers will push into there. It's not totally a bad thing because, like he was saying, there's been cob around, and you know what? The cob like that dirty water. So, you know what? We're going to get fish down the south coast. I have no doubt. Just make sure to carry those chaka and prawn baits. So guys, that's it. That's our show for this week. It's going to be 4 days of epic action. It's the long weekend. Get out there, get fishing, and get those rods bending. Guys, you know what? If you want to have more updates coming up over this long weekend, I will be updating you with what the water conditions are like. I'll be getting some news from our reporters and letting you know what's going on. So follow us. Follow me on TikTok, Angler News SA. And as soon as I hear what's going on on along the coastline, I will be sure to share that. Now, just before we round off, you got to hear this, right? This is huge. This is massive. This is truly amazing. I would want you to email me the questions you want to hear of, because we've got a new show coming out soon. Listen out for it. And, you know, the reasons why I'm asking you to mail me is because we are going to answer all those questions that you want to hear about. And you can send through those emails on vinesh@anglingtimes.co.za. And very soon, I'm going to tell you all about that show. So you do not want to miss out. And yeah, that's why, you know what, follow. If you're listening to this on Spotify or Apple Pods or, you know, Google Pods or wherever you listen to your podcast on, if there's a follow button there, hit that follow button. You do not want to miss out on what's coming out soon. So until the next one.
This is the Angler News SA Podcast. I'm Vanessa Green. Find more episodes at ecr.co.za under podcasts or your favorite podcast app. Let's fish for the future.